Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Having lived here on the campus of Bob Jones University, I'm naturally very familiar with all the areas and roads throughout the entire campus. Nevertheless, it was in one of those very places I was reminded of the limitations of familiarity. I was making a trip home from the clinic. Our clinic is located on the back part of the campus. So I was driving along the road which winds along through faculty and staff residences. That little road has been traveled numberless times before in that very car I was driving on that day. In fact, I've traveled it so many times that I feel I know every turn, indentation, and lump in the road. On this particular day, I was rolling along at a hurried clip. I wasn't thinking about the road itself at all. Oh, no, my mind was ahead, far ahead, working through that day's schedule. And after all, familiarity with the road made care unnecessary, didn't it? But then came a sudden jolt into alertness. This happened at a well-known, often-taken juncture where roads meet there on back campus. But all of a sudden, I found that I was about to drive my car into a driveway, not along the road as I intended. Driving on home that day, I thought about my little trip's implications. The road of Christian living becomes very familiar, doesn't it? After we've been saved a few years, we get to feeling that we know every lump, hollow, indentation. Well, after all, we've been going this very road now for how many years? And certainly, the novelty has worn off. And with the novelty, caution has been cast aside. So, day after day, we travel our road of Christianity, really unthinkingly. But you know, as in my trip across the campus that day, so too on the road of Christian living, even the most familiar spot can present challenge and danger. We need to cast aside carelessness, and we need to adopt the wisdom to see our pathway of life as it really is, a pathway that's filled from beginning to end with challenges and dangers. No, we cannot safely negotiate that road carelessly or prayerlessly. Proverbs 20:24 puts it in a nutshell. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? We need to be careful, Christian ladies, about all those places on the pathway of Christian life, no matter how familiar.
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.